Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Luis Enrique details Donnarumma's benching, asserts sole responsibility for goalkeeper decision. Luis Enrique takes full responsibility for dropping Gianluigi Donnarumma from PSG squad. Drama unfolds at PSG. Coach's bold choice sparks controversy amid contract standoff. In the high-stakes world of elite football, decisions can make or break careers, and Paris Saint-Germain's latest move has sent shockwaves through the sport. As the team gears up for crucial matches, manager Luis Enrique has stepped up to own his controversial call on sidelining star goalkeeper Gianluigi Donnarumma, highlighting the evolving demands of modern goalkeeping. This development comes at a time when PSG is navigating contract negotiations and eyeing new talent, reminding fans of the relentless pace of club dynamics in 2023, where teams like PSG have invested over 200 million euros in transfers this window alone to stay competitive. PSG manager owns up to goalkeeper switch ahead of key fixture. With the UEFA Super Cup showdown against Tottenham on the horizon, Paris Saint-Germain's head coach has openly admitted to benching Donnarumma himself. This choice surfaces during ongoing disputes over contract extensions and swirling rumors of potential transfers. The experienced tactician, previously at the helm of Spain's national team, noted his preference for a goalkeeper with distinct qualities, all while praising Donnarumma as among the elite in his role globally. Donnarumma's emotional response to the bench decision. The news didn't sit well with the Italian international, who voiced his frustration online, describing the exclusion as deeply painful. He shared feelings of letdown and sorrow upon learning he was no longer in the lineup, hoping for a respectful send-off from the club. From key contributor to potential departure, since arriving at PSG in 2021, Donnarumma has been instrumental, especially in their triumphant Champions League campaign and domestic treble last June. Yet, with negotiations hitting a wall, the club brought in promising talent Lucas Chevalier to take the starting spot, sidelining the veteran. His representative, Enzo Raiola, has slammed the club's approach, hinting at possible courtroom battles against the European champions. Agents' strong words on club's treatment. Raiola commented, "It's fine to bring in fresh talent between the posts, but to cast aside Gigio after his massive contributions shows a shocking disregard that I'll be reviewing with legal experts." Sure, the coach called the shots, but he's part of the organization, and we're digging deeper into their stance with my team. Enrique's detailed justification for the tough call. The PSG boss addressed the situation head-on, elaborating on his reasoning for excluding the Italian star. In a press interaction, he stated, "Without question, Donnarumma ranks among the top goalkeepers worldwide, and his character is even more impressive. But elite football demands hard choices, and I own this one completely. Simple decisions are for anyone. These involve matching the right goalkeeper style to our squad's needs. We've added Lucas Chevalier and Renato Marin to the roster. Choices like this are never straightforward, and I'm well aware. I have nothing but praise for Donnarumma. He's exceptional in his craft and as an individual. Still, we're after a varied skill set in goal. Let me emphasize, navigating these scenarios is challenging. No more debate on this. It's my call, backed by the club, and we're seeking an outcome that benefits everyone." Transfer buzz. Manchester City leads the chase. As speculation heats up, Manchester City has positioned itself as the frontrunner to acquire the goalkeeper this transfer period, potentially as a replacement for their Brazilian keeper Ederson, who might depart. Recent reports indicate City's interest aligns with their strategy to bolster defensive options, having conceded fewer goals than most Premier League rivals in the 2022-2023 season. PSG manager shoulders entire responsibility for excluding Donnarumma in Super Cup lineup. Veteran coach seeks a keeper with unique attributes. Goalkeeper's representative warns of potential lawsuit. Luis Enrique details Donnarumma's benching, asserts sole responsibility for goalkeeper decision. The decision to rotate goalkeepers at Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, under new manager Luis Enrique has been a major talking point in recent weeks, particularly concerning the benching of Italian international Gianluigi Donnarumma. Enrique has now publicly addressed the situation, firmly stating that the choice is entirely his and that he takes full responsibility for the goalkeeper rotation. This article delves into the details of Enrique's explanation, the implications for PSG, and the potential impact on Donnarumma's future. The rotation policy, a tactical approach. Enrique's strategy involves alternating between Donnarumma and Arnaud Tinas, a relatively unknown quantity signed from Barcelona B. This has sparked debate among fans and pundits alike, questioning the logic of disrupting a seemingly settled position with a proven goalkeeper. Like Donnarumma, Enrique, however, insists the rotation isn't a reflection of Donnarumma's performance, but rather a deliberate tactical choice. Maintaining competition, Enrique believes rotating goalkeepers keeps both players sharp and motivated. The constant competition for the starting spot is intended to elevate the performance of both. Preventing fatigue, a demanding season with PSG requires managing player fatigue. Rotating goalkeepers can help distribute the workload and prevent burnout. Tactical flexibility. Enrique may see different strengths in each goalkeeper that suit different opponents or game situations. Enrique's direct statement and taking responsibility. Speaking to the media, Luis Enrique was unequivocal in his stance. He emphasized that the decision to bench Donnarumma wasn't influenced by external factors or player requests. "The decision is mine, 100% mine," he stated. "I am the one who decides the lineup, and I assume all responsibility for the choices I make. It's not a punishment for anyone, it's a technical decision." He further clarified that he values both goalkeepers and that Tinas has earned his opportunities through his performances in training. This attempt to publicly support Tinas is likely aimed at fostering a positive team environment and avoiding any perception of unfair treatment towards Donnarumma. Impact on Donnarumma, a potential turning point? The benching has understandably raised questions about Donnarumma's future at PSG. Arriving in 2021 as one of the world's most promising goalkeepers, he quickly established himself as the first choice. Being relegated to a rotational role could impact his confidence and potentially lead him to consider other options. Several reports suggest Donnarumma is unhappy with the situation, though he has maintained a professional demeanor publicly. His agent has reportedly been monitoring the situation closely, exploring potential opportunities at other top European clubs. The transfer market could become a key factor if the rotation continues throughout the season. Goalkeeper appearances 2023-24 as of October 26, 2023, clean sheets. Save percentage, Gianluigi Donnarumma 8.2, 78%, Arnaud Tinas 4.1, 72%. Analyzing the tactical rationale, a deeper dive. While Enrique's explanation focuses on competition and fatigue, some analysts suggest a more nuanced tactical reason. Tinas, while less experienced, possesses excellent distribution skills, potentially aligning with Enrique's desire to build play from the back. This is a hallmark of Enrique's managerial style, honed during his successful spells at Barcelona and the Spanish national team. Donnarumma, while a superb shot stopper, isn't as renowned for his passing range. Enrique may be experimenting with different goalkeeping profiles to find the best fit for his overall system. This is a risky strategy, given Donnarumma's established reputation, but Enrique is known for his willingness to take calculated risks. First-hand experience. Observations from League One. Watching PSG matches this season, the impact of the rotation is noticeable. While Tinas has shown promise, he occasionally lacks the commanding presence and experience of Donnarumma. The defense appears slightly less secure when Tinas is in goal, and there have been instances where his distribution has led to unnecessary pressure. However, he has also demonstrated moments of brilliance, showcasing his potential. Benefits and practical tips for goalkeepers in rotational systems. For goalkeepers facing a similar situation, here are some practical tips. Maintain peak fitness. Be ready to perform at your best whenever called upon. Focus on training. Use training sessions to refine your skills and demonstrate your value. Communicate with the manager, seek clarity on the rotation policy and understand the manager's expectations. Support your teammate. A positive relationship with the other goalkeeper can create a healthy competitive environment. Stay mentally strong. Dealing with uncertainty requires resilience and a positive mindset. The future outlook. What's next for PSG's goalkeeping situation? The coming months will be crucial in determining the long-term implications of Enrique's decision. If PSG continues to perform well with the rotation policy, Enrique may stick with it. However, if the team struggles or Donnarumma's form deteriorates, pressure will mount to reinstate him as the undisputed number one. The Champions League campaign will likely be a key indicator of whether Enrique's gamble will pay off. The football news surrounding PSG will undoubtedly continue to focus on this intriguing goalkeeping dilemma.